Discover the unique blend of long-term thinking, continuous improvement, respect for people, and problem-solving that has not only revolutionized the auto industry, but also set a benchmark for businesses worldwide. This exploration goes beyond manufacturing processes, unveiling a holistic view of a system that fosters continuous growth and innovation. Rooted in practical examples, it provides valuable lessons on nurturing a culture of excellence and driving sustainable success. From leaders in business to those simply intrigued by successful organizational structures, the principles discussed offer universal applications, making them a valuable tool for anyone seeking to understand and implement these game-changing methods. Long-term philosophy. At the heart of this philosophy lies a steadfast commitment to long-term goals and sustainable growth. It's not about instant wins or quick profits. Rather, it's a relentless pursuit of value creation for all stakeholders, customers, employees, suppliers, and the wider community. This perspective requires a shift from reactive, short-term thinking to proactive, long-term planning. As a leader, the application of this philosophy begins with setting clear long-term objectives that go beyond immediate financial gains. It involves understanding and addressing the needs of your stakeholders, creating a roadmap that aligns with these needs, and communicating this vision to your team. It's a call for patience, for the courage to resist the allure of quick wins in favor of long-term, sustainable success. Remember, it's about cultivating relationships and building trust. It involves making decisions today with an eye on the future impact. Prioritize initiatives that add value to your customers and employees, that improve your suppliers' processes, and that make a positive impact on the community. This approach, while demanding, paves the way for lasting growth and prosperity. The right process will produce the right results. Achieving desired outcomes relies heavily on having the right processes in place. Think of it this way. The process is like a blueprint, guiding actions towards a specific goal. When you design and implement the right process, it forms a path that naturally leads to quality, efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Now, how can this be put into action? Start by scrutinizing the processes currently at play in your organization. Are there any bottlenecks, inefficiencies, or areas of discontent? Identify these issues and think about how you can improve. You might need to streamline some steps, eliminate redundancies, or introduce new procedures to enhance quality and efficiency. A crucial part of this is involving your team. Encourage them to share their insights and suggestions. After all, they're the ones who work with these processes every day. Once you've gathered their input, make the necessary improvements and monitor the results. Remember, process improvement isn't a one-off task, but a continuous effort. Over time, you'll find that the right processes indeed lead to the right results. Add value to the organization by developing people. Investing in your employees' development is a strategic move that goes beyond mere training. It's about cultivating a culture where continuous learning and improvement are the norm. When employees grow, they not only enhance their own capabilities, but also contribute more effectively to the organization's goals. How can this be done? Start by understanding your employees' aspirations and potential. Identify the skills they need to succeed and provide opportunities for them to acquire and improve these skills. This could be through training programs, mentorships, or even stretch assignments that challenge them. Ultimately, when you invest in developing your people, you're not only enhancing their individual capabilities, but also adding substantial value to the organization. By nurturing their growth, you're building a workforce that's competent, motivated, and ready to meet future challenges. Continuously solving root problems drives organizational learning. Addressing issues at their root is a key strategy for driving learning and innovation. When a problem arises, it's tempting to quickly fix the apparent issue and move on. But a more effective approach is to dig deeper, to uncover the underlying cause of the problem. This is where real learning and improvement happen. To apply this approach, start by encouraging a culture where curiosity and inquiry are valued. When a problem arises, instead of simply addressing the symptoms, ask why until you reach the root cause. This may involve several layers of questioning, but the insights gained will be invaluable. Once the root cause is identified, focus on finding a solution that addresses it. This not only resolves the current problem, but also prevents similar issues from arising in the future. Use pull systems to avoid overproduction. Embracing a pull system can dramatically transform your approach to production. In this system, production is driven by actual customer demand, rather than predictive forecasts. It's a responsive approach where products are manufactured as and when customers need them, minimizing the risk of overproduction and excess inventory. How can you implement this in your organization? The first step is to have a thorough understanding of your customers' needs and purchasing behaviors. This requires real-time data collection and analysis. With this data in hand, you can align your production schedule to actual demand. This might mean producing smaller quantities more frequently or adjusting production lines dynamically based on customer orders. A crucial aspect of this approach is communication. Ensure that information about customer demand flows smoothly from sales to production. This will help avoid lags and inaccuracies that can lead to overproduction. Strive for perfection, but embrace a continuous improvement mindset. Perfection might seem like an unreachable goal, but it's the pursuit of this goal that drives continuous improvement. Imagine a path that you're walking on. Even though you know that there's no end to this path, each step you take brings you closer to your ideal destination. This is the essence of striving for perfection. So, how can this philosophy be put into practice? Start by setting high standards for yourself and your team. These standards will serve as your North Star, guiding you towards perfection. But remember, it's not just about setting standards. It's also about continuously striving to exceed these standards. Encourage your team to look for opportunities for improvement in their work. Promote a culture where feedback is valued and acted upon. Make it clear that it's okay to make mistakes, as long as they serve as stepping stones for improvement. Standardize tasks for consistency and quality. Standardizing work processes can play a significant role in achieving consistency, quality, and predictability in results. When tasks are standardized, everyone knows exactly what to do and how to do it. This reduces ambiguity and variation, leading to more reliable outcomes. To implement this in your role, start by documenting the steps involved in each task. This could be a simple checklist or a detailed process map, depending on the complexity of the task. Once you've documented the process, share it with your team and make sure everyone understands it. But don't stop there. Use these standardized processes as a baseline for continuous improvement. Encourage your team to follow the processes, but also to look for ways to improve them. If someone comes up with a better way to do a task, update the standard process to reflect this improvement. Use visual control to support decision-making. Visual management techniques offer a powerful way to depict processes, performance, and status. This approach provides everyone with a clear, easily understandable view of the operational landscape. With this visibility, it's easier to make informed decisions, spot issues, and track progress. Putting visual management into practice in your role might start with something as simple as a shared dashboard or a whiteboard tracking key metrics. This visualization should be in a central location where everyone can see it, creating a shared understanding of the current status and goals. Use reliable, thoroughly tested technology that serves people, considering technology as a tool to assist people and their work, rather than an end in itself, can have significant benefits. Technology should align with your goals, serving both employees and customers effectively. It should enhance, not hinder, the work process. In your role, before introducing new technology, it's crucial to thoroughly test it. This doesn't mean just checking if it works, but also understanding how it fits into your processes. Does it make tasks easier or more complex? Does it speed up workflows or slow them down? Does it improve the quality of your output or detract from it? In the second phase, consider the people who will be using this technology. They are, after all, the ones who will interact with it on a daily basis. Involve them in the testing process. Ask for their feedback. Understand their needs and concerns. Only when a piece of technology has proven its worth and its fit, when it has been tested and validated, should it be fully implemented. Respect, challenge, and empower your people. In your role, it's essential to value the people around you. Create an atmosphere of respect and trust where your team feels comfortable voicing ideas, even if they challenge the status quo. This can lead to innovative ideas that might otherwise have been missed. Take empowerment a step further by giving team members ownership of their work. This doesn't mean just handing over tasks, but also entrusting them with the authority to make decisions and solve problems within their domain. Encourage them to take initiative, to be proactive rather than reactive. You might be surprised by the increase in motivation and commitment that comes with a sense of ownership. Conclusion: embracing the principles of continuous improvement, respect for people, and long-term philosophy can transform not only your work, but your entire organization. It's about developing a mindset that values efficiency, minimizes waste, and maximizes quality, all while fostering an environment of respect and empowerment. Prioritizing problem-solving at the root level, standardizing tasks, and using visual controls can lead to better decisions and more effective processes.